What's good, guys? Before we get started today, I just want to give you an intro to the intro. So unfortunately, we did an episode. We already had recorded an episode with our mom. However, there was technical difficulties, and it was a whole mess of technical difficulties. And for some reason, the episode wasn't able to be uploaded. So we kind of have to literally give you a half-assed side version of pretty much a quick made-up version that we had to make up on the fly, pretty much. And so, like I said, I know we had kind of hyped up our mom being on the podcast, but yeah, it was hella stupid. Just so you know, but just want to give you guys a heads up. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you guys for believing in us. For the few of you that do, and from the bottom of my heart, thank you. But anyways, here is Mama's Boy, and enjoy the show. Now off to you, Lathanos. I know what it's like to lose in the NBA Finals versus the Golden State Avengers. To shoot so desperately that I make it, averaging 40 plus a game, along with a triple-double, with no help by my damn self, versus four future Hall of Famers, easily. Yet to fail, nonetheless. It's frightening. Turns the legs to jelly, injuries, and liabilities. I ask you, to what end will these reporters keep comparing me to that chocolate ball toothpick Michael Jordan? To what end will I be his second? I've already surpassed him in points, assists, and rebounds. To what end will I be free of my talent? When will they free Lathanos? However, I will arrive. And when Thanos arrives, he will destroy. Dread it, shoot it, make it, miss it. Thanos arrives all the same. And now it's here. Or should I say,
LeBron James?
What's good, y'all? It's a Too Easy podcast. Yeah, we had some nasty technical difficulties. We had some today as well. The messed up part is we recorded a whole episode and it didn't even record. but we didn't put too much into it, so nobody's too mad. But yeah, it was hella stupid. So now I'm running it back again, and of course I'm starting off with Lathanos himself, fucking King James. And yeah, he was killing it last night. They beat the Golden State Warriors. They finally beat them. So yeah, don't want to underestimate the king, baby, because fucking Lathanos was going crazy. He almost had a triple-double last night. He had 30 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. I mean, you can't stop him. And thanks to, what's his name, Mykal or some shit like that, Mykal Green from the Warriors. I mean, he's a bench player. He's a bench warmer. I'm trying to make fun of LeBron, because LeBron was talking about, like, flopping or some bullshit like that at a press conference. And he put a cap on the top of his head on an Instagram post. Pretty much saying that it was capping. So, funny thing is, that boy was on Kendrick Perkins as an instigator, sent it straight to LeBron. And LeBron was mad as fuck from the last game. I don't know if you saw the last game, I think game 5. Now, look, y'all, I know everyone talks shit about LeBron. Everyone says LeBron's old, LeBron this, LeBron that. Though, if LeBron wins a championship this year, y'all better shut the fuck up when it comes to talking about the GOAT. LeBron's been the GOAT. But I feel like in the eyes of everyone, I feel like he would majorly be crowned the king to everybody's eyes. Of course, everyone's not going to call him the king until he wins at least six, like fucking, what's his name, MJ, because it's always an MJ argument. LeBron would never be better than MJ. Fucking Stephen A. Smith talking shit with his fucking receded hairline. Head looking like a fucking molehill. Fucking windshield of an expedition. Ford expedition. Wiper head ass. Fucking. No, I'm just kidding. Let me not roast Stephen A. Smith because his ass is funny, but nah, he be talking shit about my boy LeBron, so you know me, I can't have that shit. So, yeah, pretty much LeBron and AD took him at six, and that corgi can shut the fuck up too. Everyone's taking their game predictions because of a corgi on TikTok. They're like, oh, that corgi never loses. And that corgi predicted Golden State to win. Not. So, yeah, that corgi can shut the fuck up, too. All you bitch-made-ass niggas talking shit about my boy LeBron at the beginning of the season. All of y'all. All the motherfuckers that had no belief in my boy. Where you at now? Because y'all real quiet. Y'all saying, oh, now they're going to win everything. And that's the thing. This is what you guys do. Because you just don't want to feel like you're attacking Michael's legacy, MJ's legacy. Especially all your old heads, because that's mainly who's talking on TV is old heads. People that have seen it, so they feel like, oh, when I was in my youth, you know, I've seen the best of the best. You know, this guy ain't nothing. So what they're gonna do is either they're gonna give him under expectations, they're gonna tell him he can't do it, or they're gonna say, oh, he's going to do it all. Because either way, if LeBron loses, they can go ahead and go back to what they originally were doing and hating on him. So this is how most of these announcers, these sports broadcasters do it. They hate on my boy LeBron. So they put these crazy-ass tasks and goals for him to achieve in order for them to call him a great. Because they know nobody's ever done it. And they say, oh, what about Michael Jordan? I was like, Michael Jordan was always had a team. And I tell everybody this. Jordan has always had a team. The fact that LeBron finally has a team, a full-on team, no big three, no nothing, just a full-on team, is throwing the entire league off. That's why, and that's why they're winning the way they are. It is throwing the entire league off. And people don't know how to come at him right now. Because people are always used to Thanos going at it by himself. Because it's usually just him. Other than, you know, his years at the Heat, it was usually just him. By himself, carrying teams, a bunch of nobodies, to the finals. 55-plus wins by himself. It's unbelievable. It's never been heard of. He'll carry a whole bunch of nobodies to the fucking finals. I've seen it. 2018 LeBron was the beast himself. That's where he emerged from wherever beast that was in him, he came out. But unfortunately, he didn't have no help. That's what it is. And fucking J.R. Smith was giving the ball to the other team. So it was a trash ass. It was unfair the way they did him because Michael Jordan always had teams. He always had teams. And so now, LeBron has a team. Now everybody's like, well, what the Lakers do? What this do? They're calling LeBron and AD the greatest duo of all time, et cetera, talking all this shit. Guys, I want y'all to keep that same fucking energy that you do in the beginning of the season all the way to the end. And I know it's unpredictable, but at the same time, if you're going to say something, stick by it. If you guys are getting paid for it, at least stick by your trash and say, you know what, my fault. I apologize. Because they'll be switching up real fucking quick. And then they'll start saying, especially Stephen A. Smith, you know, one day you'll be hating on LeBron. And he's like, well, LeBron, in fact, if not the greatest player of all time. And you start giving him props and then beat him down, give him props. Beat him down, give him props. It's just, you know, that's what most of these broadcasters do any fucking way. Now that LeBron's winning again, I don't hear shit. So, I don't know, fucking, like, I don't know, eat a dick. Because, I mean, you guys have been quiet like you have been eating one, so keep that same energy, fam. But yeah, congratulations to LeBron and the LA Lakers. And proceed on to the Western Conference Finals against Joker. As far as the series goes, I think the Lakers have a solid damn chance. AD might be Jokic's kryptonite. I really do believe that. I do believe when they do say that. He might be, because the amount of rebounds AD has on an every night basis. Jokic might be a problem within the paint. But, you know, so is AD. So it's really going to come down to realistically who's better, AD or Jokic. It's really all it is. And then all the role players coming in, the fucking Austin Reeves averages that type of performance that he had last night. He had a shot from half court. He hit a fucking fadeaway, hitting the floor layup. I mean, if he has the same night like that, you can't stop him. They're calling him the hillbilly Kobe Bryant. I might actually believe it. I don't want to call him the hillbilly. I would call him like white chocolate Kobe Bryant. No disrespect to white chocolate himself, but you get my drift. But yeah, no, shout out to the Lakers, man. Like I said, everybody doubted him at the beginning of the season. Once that trade happened, which was when they traded Russell, which, in my opinion, he was averaging almost 10 turnovers a game. 10 turnovers a game. That's bad. And not to hold it back, the entire team stunk. LeBron was playing bad, missing shots left and right. He had one of the worst jumpers out there. And now LeBron is back, and he doesn't have to do all the work anymore. He doesn't have to go back to 2018 LeBron. He doesn't. He actually has a team, and he's throwing all these teams on because the whole entire team has to go against LeBron. They have to figure out where LeBron's going to go, this and that. Now he has other weapons, and it's throwing everybody the fuck off. The fact that he actually has help, and he has a future fucking – he has two new players, two fresh leg players that have the potential to be fucking great. Like Austin Reeves, Lonnie Walker. And shout out to Lonnie Walker, too. I mean, he had that crazy-ass game the other day. 15 points in the fourth quarter and one quarter. Which, by the way, give Lonnie Walker more minutes, y'all. On the real. He definitely does need them. What else? Yeah. No, I mean, fucking... I don't know what it is to say, because fucking... I don't know. Everybody just is jumping on LeBron's dick again after they've been shitting on him for the past, you know, couple years since they won the title, really. And so, you know, they brought in AD thinking he's going to change, or they brought in Russell Wilson thinking he's going to help the team, and he did it. But... yeah, I really do have it in for the Lakers to win it all. I really do. If LeBron wins this season, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear no fucking talking anymore. That's it. Like on the real. No fucking talking. I'm going to try to get Junior to come out here. Maybe he can record the last little bit. But fucking, I don't know. But yeah, shout out to the Lakers, man. That boy, Lethanos, he's about to get his fifth ring, man. I feel it. Here comes the Junster. He's coming. He's coming hard. Hey, June. Guess what?
What's up?
That whole time we were recording?
You weren't recording?
We're recording.
But commercial or?
Everything. But I mean, it was only like 12 minutes, so I mean, it's not like. Not like we're. I already knocked that 12 minutes by myself. When I got like quick fives.
Christ.
Yeah, it was some bullshit. But welcome, Journey to the stage. Zeb is into the chat.
We're doing 30 minutes.
No, we're not even gonna do that. We're just gonna
do a quick little thing.
Yeah, just a quick little thing. Just fucking finish it up. But yeah, and I know I got so into the whole LeBron thing, I forgot to say Happy Mother's Day. Hopefully you guys are out with your family. And I listen to this until at the end of the weekend, after Mother's Day.
Our first one was better. I can't believe we lost it.
I was mad. Trust me. I almost threw the laptop on the wall.
God damn it.
So, yeah. But yeah. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, not much to say besides Happy Mother's Day and go Lakers, I guess.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm going to join the bandwagon on that one.
Yeah, like fucking... The way they did it, man, they sent home the defending champs, Golden State Warriors.
Should we get that ESPN?
That's what I was saying. We need to get ESPN.
Just said I don't use it all that often.
I do.
Does ESPN have like UFC as well?
Or... Yeah.
Fuck it. Why not?
If not, you can trade in for FS1. I don't really watch
whichever one is cheaper, honestly.
Yeah, if you could trade it out, I mean, I'll take it. Like, anything we got now. But anyways, since we're about to get started on the whole fucking, what's his face? The actor. What's his name? Damn, it's throwing me off. The dude, Kang the Conqueror.
Oh, Jonathan.
Jonathan Majors. Yeah. So fucking... Yeah, so pretty much he's in court, could be facing a year in prison.
And he's also supposed to be dating Megan Poole.
Megan Good,
yeah. So let's see what happens to that.
She always had a bad taste in men, so good job, Megan.
All right.
No, I was fine. But nah, like I said, I personally don't believe it just because the lady changed her story twice.
Who is Megan Good?
Oh, look her up. She's one of the best. She's one of the baddest. I ain't gonna lie, she was my childhood crush when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So I found out she's probably more likely a piece of shit.
I mean, all celebrities are, honestly. I mean,
yeah. Realistically,
in some form.
In some form, yeah. Just
like they put up a front, and they seem all good as two shoes, and then like something comes to light and turns out they're a piece of shit. It happens all the time.
Because she just got a divorce a year ago by her husband. Because she was in the streets too much.
I mean, who was?
And so she was in the streets too much, so he was done with her, got rid of her, divorced her. Which honestly is what you got to do. I mean, if your girl's in the street too much, I mean, you got to let her go. My bad. I'm looking for the photo for you. You got to know who it is, too.
I know her.
Yeah,
I forget what she was in, but yeah, I know.
All right. So that's the ex-husband.
Okay.
He was like a preacher or pastor.
All right.
But yeah, Jonathan Majors could be facing here in prison.
We'll see what happens, honestly. Just wait for the court case.
And so they don't. So his team, and remember, he just got fired from his PR team, his management team, got fired.
I think he's about to get fired from Marvel.
Yeah, so supposedly
he's something nice with them.
Supposedly they're gonna reuse the character. So funny thing is, they're gonna reuse the character from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, there's rumors that they're
rumors,
but I mean,
supposedly they're in talks.
Yeah, so So we'll
and see they're also looking. I guess who's the other person?
Oh,
The Rock.
No, I didn't hear anything with The Rock.
No, yeah. Speaking
of The Rock, he came back to fucking Fast X.
He came back to Fast X?
Yeah, and it was all over Twitter yesterday.
As a cameo?
No. Like, he's going to reprise his role as Hobbs.
In Fast X or the 11 one?
The final one, the 11.
Yeah.
Oh. And apparently that, according to Vin Diesel, it's going to be like a three-parter.
What? I mean, they're squeezing as much money as they can out of that fucking series. Like, it's just, it's nasty. Dude, it's disgusting.
People were dragging The Rock on fucking on Twitter.
Yeah, because he went against his word. Like, fucking.
No, yeah, because, well, that and also because he absolutely just demolished the DC universe. And then nobody wanted to work with him. So then he just had.
Well, no.
He basically just fucking. Did you know how much he was doing there? Yeah.
Betrayal.
Yeah. I'll buy more later.
But yeah, so the thing about that is with the DC shit, I don't fully blame him. Because if you're one of the biggest name action stars, first off, the DC was in a disarray. Nobody knew where the fuck it's going. We still don't know where it's going.
I mean,
we have more or less we have a roadmap now with James Gunn, but we don't really know where it's going.
Yeah.
So DC has been trying to fucking match up with Marvel for years. Passed a couple times, failed most of the times.
Because they chose wrong actors.
They were in disarray for years. The Rock came with a plan and said, listen, what you guys are doing is not working. Not on a consistent basis. He came in and said,
He tried to put his own spin on it, but the thing was he got too greedy. He wanted to control the whole fucking thing.
That wouldn't have been bad because he's actually a fan of DC. He reads comic books. He actually reads this shit. That's how he made Black Adam. Black Adam is his favorite character out of all of them. And Superman being the second. And so he wanted to do a thing where it's always like it's like a yin and yang going back and forth. And he wanted to bring back Batflick. He wanted to bring back everybody. Gal Gadot, him and Gal Gadot are been good friends since Fast and Furious series.
Yeah, but I don't think he realizes that Black Adam is a Shazam arch nemesis. It's not a Superman.
True. But the thing
he just forces it because he wants to be the main guy. You know? Well,
no, I mean, yes and no. Because at the same time, like I said, he kind of is the main guy. I mean, like I said last week, who do franchises go to save their franchise?
I mean, it doesn't have to be Dwayne.
It doesn't have to, but who do they usually go to?
Honestly, I don't really.
They go to The Rock. So they usually go to The Rock. That's why Pirates of the Caribbean went to The Rock until they had no choice but to drop him since he's under that investigation bullshit, which in that story itself is straight bullshit. I haven't read up more on it. But yeah, the whole $3 billion lawsuit.
I think it's just because he had a close deal with Disney. Because Disney controls all. Yeah.
But that's the thing. Disney went to him to revive the franchise. Because originally it went to Margot Robbie. Mm. And then when people heard of that, they shit on it and
what's
fucking.
Smell? You smell that? Is that the dog? Where is that?
I don't know.
Smells like burnt plastic or something. Or like ammonia.
It's probably what those sirens are for. It's probably got in the air outside.
Maybe.
I don't know. But anyway, it's not in here. But anyways, like fucking, like I said, they're going to Margot Robbie. And once people heard about that, they fucking, they tore it down in a matter of like a couple weeks. Like, yeah, she's no longer going to be on the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. Then they went to The Rock. And so they go to him. And so if you're the guy that everyone goes to, wouldn't you want to actually see what the fuck else, you know, what the else is there? You know what I mean?
I mean,
if you're the guy in charge, At least I give him an E for effort. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna.
I guess
I'm not gonna full on knock.
Like he, it felt like he pushed too hard with the Black Adam series because in my opinion,
you got to if you're
he
not
pushed
doing
too
it.
Hard and then it just basically flopped hard.
Yeah, no, it,
and
it,
he just basically.
Yeah, I mean, true, but you gotta go hard though. That's been a passion project of him for 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I guess so, but like,
I would be going hard. Like if I had been trying to do something for 10 years and I finally get to do it, I'm going to go as hard as I can. Mm. Now, it may flop. It may not. The story was shit. I'll be real. Yeah, the story was shit.
It felt out of place from the
It
universe.
Felt out of place. It did not. It felt like a low-key Fast and Furious movie.
There was a
dynamic.
It was pretty good, but it just felt out of place from
now,
everything.
Cause the character himself and his beginning story, that's a pretty dope like storyline. If they would have done a better job with it, yeah. Well, but what's called?
It might have just been right movie, wrong universe. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's in the right universe. It's just not the right movie.
I'm using that as a metaphor, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, that's basically the Zack Snyder universe.
Like I said,
he tried to use Zack Snyder
and
characters.
He tried to bring back Zack Snyder.
Yeah, but
once
that whole thing soured.
So yeah, once it flopped, I mean, they didn't want him no more. I'm like, the thing is, Warner Brothers doesn't give a fuck, really. But yeah, either way, I don't knock them all the way for trying. You know what I mean? Because at that time, DC was shit. You know what I mean?
Well,
for every three movies they put out, only one hit. After hundreds of millions of dollars of spending, only one main hit. Nah, it's a shit universe.
Yeah, but well, anyways.
But, going back to Jonathan Majors. So, girl got caught? Yeah, because it all branched off from Jonathan Majors.
I was changing the subject because, we don't know enough about that shit to actually do anything about it.
Lucky for us, I did. Jeez. And I read on it. So, girl changed the story twice. And so, changed the story twice in the middle of jury. Changed it from a transcript. And so, what the DA did was, okay, we're going to run with the new story she has now. From the original transcript she put out, which is crazy as hell. Imagine going up.
What's that smell, bro?
God damn, what's going on? It's the dog. It's probably the dog.
It smells like dead animal or like fucking like
that's probably
expired fruit.
I can't even smell it. That's probably a bad thing. You know what?
That lemon cannot fucking handle that shit. It's not even a lemon. It's a makeup thing.
Anyways, his smelling ability is heightened since sleeping. I don't know what happened, but
it smells fucking.
I don't know. I don't even smell it.
Is this me going crazy?
It's probably you going crazy.
I don't know. I'm gonna fucking.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna get some water and get the fuck out of here because I don't want to deal with that shit. The fucking. That smell. Hopefully it goes away.
So Jenny's nostrils have developed vaginas. And it's their time of the month now.
Yeah, I'm
okay. Nah, but just overall, you can go ahead. I guess we can call that part of the episode. I'll just finish off with Jonathan Majors. And we'll go ahead and end it. Thank you for my special guest, Zeb. We'll probably see him next week. Maybe not.
See you guys.
So going into Jonathan Majors is the girl he was with, what's called Change the Story Twice, and his team has a lot of footage of her pretty much that would exonerate him because she was lying. And so the club owner of the club she was at with the supposed broken arm gave the videos to his team. Everything was recorded, and so it's not as good of a case they're bringing up. The fucked up part is Jonathan might have to face a year in prison, which is fucked up and shows you exactly how they treat men and the justice system. Not good. And so, and the more fucked up part is he called the cops. So, yeah, it just shows you exactly where right there was fucked up with the justice system and how really it is. And fucking, yeah, he might end up being in prison for a year just so they can get the trial started, which is fucked up. And they don't want to really give him any evidence because she might end up changing her story again. So they can't even risk the fact of her lying once again. So that whole situation is just fucked. I'm wishing best of prayers. If this shit turns out to be true about Jonathan Majors, then hopefully they free him soon. There's some bullshit that they got him there. And yeah, should have happened. That's fucked up. I wish Jonathan and his family all the best of prayers, and also prayers go out to Jamie Foxx and his family. I don't really know what the hell is going on. There's a lot of misinformation going out and people lying on the internet. So I don't know what's going on. That's why I didn't cover it yet. But my prayers are with the Fox family. And yeah, hopefully he makes a speedy recovery because it did not look good, supposedly. So we'll see on whichever story is true. But good luck, Jamie. And also, if you have a mother, go hug your mother. Show her some love. And, you know, just appreciate her this Mother's Day. You know, sometimes you never know what you have until it's gone. So just appreciate your mother this Mother's Day. And if your mother has already been lost, and, you know, my condolences to all you that don't have a mother at the moment. And, you know, hopefully you just move on with her memory. Carry your dreams and aspirations. Anyways, I'll go ahead and end it there. Thank you guys for joining the Too Easy Podcast every Friday. I know we do it every Friday, and I end up doing it on Saturday. We had some nasty technical difficulties. So thank you guys for tuning in and staying tuned. Much love. I appreciate it. And again, congratulations to Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron. Anyways, y'all, until then, peace out. And right before we end it, I just want to give a shout out to the team of Pepe Coin and I believe Ladies Coin. Ladies Coin. There's a crypto outro, so just heads up. Congratulations to both those teams. Those teams have been going crazy. They both got listed on big exchanges like crypto.com this past week. So congratulations to both of them. And I just want to give a shout out to them. And speaking of Pepe Coin, there was a controversy that over at Coinbase, because supposedly they evaluated the Pepe Coin and gave a bad review and sent out to other people. And then there was even a worse email that was leaked within the Coinbase team, like pretty much just shit on the coin. And so they came out and made an apology. One of the main developers at Coinbase had to come out and make an apology. And so I don't know, Pepe Coin might end up getting listed on Coinbase soon just for that nonsense. But yeah, it's crazy. All these meme coins are going crazy this past month or so. So I don't know, let's keep it going. Hopefully Pepe Coin goes crazy. But yeah, for me, I invested a little bit, and of course not financial advice. But yeah, I invested a little bit. I got some on crypto.com. Gonna see what that does. So hopefully it does a bit, but yeah, yeah. Just wanted to give a quick intro or outro. And what else? And also Twitter CEO Elon Musk plans on stepping down. And not to mention earlier today, he had uploaded Pepe again with Pepe Coin. He uploaded Pepe meme. And people are saying it's linked to Pepe Coin and yada, yada, yada. So I don't know. It's been a big week for Pepe Coin. Let's just say that. But yeah. Elon Musk is stepping down from Twitter. And yeah, I think we can go into it there. But I just want to do a quick outro. And shout out to Miami Heat for closing out the Knicks. And I believe tonight the Sixers and Boston play tonight. So, yeah, those are the teams too. But I'm mainly going for Lakers this series. But, yeah, shout out to all of them. And also, shout out to the Golden State Warriors for having, for the way they came back from the Kings, deserves hella props. So shout out to Curry and them. You'll get it, dog. I just think LeBron's going to get it first, that's all. Anyway, shout out to everybody. And again, happy Mother's Day and enjoy.